Well, as I said at the beginning, those papers followed on very, very nicely from our emphasis at the end of yesterday afternoon, and of course also came together very nicely. I mean, on some level they gave us a continuum fitting wonderfully together in that way chronologically, and I note of course that the life of St. Gallus or Gaul that Sven Medal was talking about, you know, written about 680, is, you know, precisely at James's kind of cut-off point, as it were, or the date, important date he mentioned in the construction of kind of missionary saints. And I suppose, you know, what was key about these papers was that they both gave us an illustration of why saints mattered in their own day. And that's something that we've been returning to over the course of the past couple of days. You remember Chris Wickham's comment about saints being almost the very, very, the special dead, as it were, or those who weren't, who in some senses aren't really dead. And of course, our focus as well over the past couple of days on death, on this kind of most important rite of passage, which of course indicates to us or gives us a reason for the importance of martyrs that James was talking about. But I suppose one of the other things that struck me about these two papers was the very important focus on intertextuality and how texts continually adapted, how they influence one another. And we saw in both papers very specific, remarkable instances of that. So I think it brought us very nicely back to manuscripts and the importance of manuscripts. And I note particularly James's focus on mission being part of the typical narrative experience of martyrdom, so that we don't just focus on kind of the overall text, but that we look specifically at narrative events within those texts also. And I think that really did lead to your very significant conclusion, I think, that you know, this 7th century missionary turn wasn't as dramatic as we often take it to be. One of the things we might get back to is, I think, the point you both made very clearly about the importance of looking at which texts travel together in manuscripts, be it hagiographies in the case of James's paper, or obviously we might note as well the connection, the key connections that Sven was drawing, say, between the 9th century Metz manuscript and indeed St. Gallen 553, of which you showed us some images. And of course, the other thing that draws the paper together and that we might return to in the discussion is, of course, the whole notion of Irishness and what this means, the Iro-Frankish paradigm in one case, but also, you know, what they actually knew about Ireland, or why indeed they were presenting Irishness in this particular way. And the other thing I think that came across to me indeed very forcefully was the importance of one particular kind of text, namely martyrologies, and how they inform the construction of narratives about conversion and about Christianization, narratives that we've been coming back to again and again over the course of these couple of days. What I might do at this point, actually, before going on with some specific questions, is to invite contributions, comments from the floor at this point.